touchdown and extra point records fall on the gridiron, and attendance at playoff games is going up and up. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Braylon Isom of Saginaw Heritage saw his high school football career come to an end in a regional final loss to Muskegon. The Hawks lost 42-14, ending the year at 9-3. But Isom put up some huge numbers in the game, and he will see his name all over the MHSAA record book. Isom caught 12 passes for 195 yards and two touchdowns, and that gives him 3,830 career receiving yards, the most in MHSAA history. He had 1,611 receiving yards this season alone, which is the seventh most in MHSAA history. He caught 26 touchdown passes this year, tying the record, and he now has 52 career touchdown receptions, which is the new MHSAA record. Isom will be playing at Miami of Ohio next year. And what comes after a touchdown? Well, the extra point, of course. And no one has kicked more extra points in MHSAA history than ugly kicker Brent Mueller. Heading into Saturday semifinal against Beale City, Mueller has made 214 extra points, seven more than anyone in state history. His record-breaking kick came in a district final win over Harbor Beach, and he's added to that. And with at least one more game this year, he hopes to keep adding to that tally. For more information on every football record imaginable, please go to MHSAA.com. You can click on football and then records. We have single season, career, individual team, and finals records all available for you to see. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the last week. First, Milan's Malia Werman. She had a team-high 12 kills and 10 digs in a regional final win over Wixom St. Catherine. The win gives Milan their first ever volleyball regional championship. Marion offensive lineman Aaron Whitney, pressed into duty at running back due to injuries, he scampered in from 15 yards out with a minute left to vault Marion to a 42-36 win over Lakeland and Hubble. After three straight losses in the eight-player semifinals, Marion now advances to the D2 title game. And to East Grand Rapids diver Maria Colombo, her score of 444.75 was easily the best in any division at regionals this year.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the volleyball court today when my teammate's second touch sends the ball towards the bleachers, still on our side of the net. I take off running to attempt to hit it over and jump on the first row of the stands in order to reach it. I am able to volley the ball over the net, and remarkably, it falls to the floor untouched for a point. Or is it? It is not. The bleachers are not a playable area in volleyball, so my hit wouldn't count. It would actually be a point for the other team. Despite my best parkour efforts, it's all for naught. With player safety in mind, there are other unplayable areas in volleyball, including the area behind the benches and the space between the benches and the scorer's table. Before each match, the officials go over playable and unplayable areas with both coaches.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Last year saw some impressive attendance numbers for MHSAA postseason events. For the 2022-23 school year, a total of 1.457 million fans attended a tournament event, an increase of nearly 10% from the previous year, and the highest number of fans since 2016-17. And some sports saw record numbers. Softball, baseball, girls bowling, and boys bowling all saw record turnouts for their tournaments, as did the regional round of individual wrestling, competitive cheer districts, boys lacrosse regionals, and the hockey semifinals and finals. Football remains the most attended MHSAA tournament sport and saw a 28% increase in fans from 2021-22. Girls basketball is the most attended girls sport and saw an increase of 2.4% from the previous season. Postseason tickets are all digital now and can be purchased at gofan.co or on our website, mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.